Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So as I've been reflecting on this gospel passage for today and the feast of St. Justin Martyr, two things have really come to my mind and struck me with them. The first is we have this, so in the gospel we have the Pharisees, the Herodians, trying to ensnare Jesus in his speech. And they have this line, they say, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth." So you have, and then later it says, Jesus, knowing that they are dishonest. So the first thing that strikes me is, how many times have I went to God expecting him to be honest, kind of demanding him to act a certain way or to do certain things for me that I'm not willing to do myself, right? They set him up that you have to be honest. I don't have to be honest. You have to be honest. I'm just moved in that today. To be honest with God, right? To not play any games with God. To just be honest, to let him be honest. In fact, one of the greatest things we can do in our spiritual life is to reveal ourselves to God so that he can in turn reveal himself to us. It's called the gift of mutual self-revelation. As we reveal more of ourselves to God, the more is revealed to us of him. So then this whole kind of game is played where they're trying to trap him, and they're talking about the dinar and what belongs to Caesar, and his response to them is, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God it belongs to God." And it just says at the end here, they were utterly amazed at him. And I just laugh, like, if you want to play games with God, he's going to win, right? You can hide, you can try to manipulate things. God is going to win. God has already won. And that's, isn't that what we see in the life of martyrs? We have St. Justin Martyr today. It makes me think of Stephen and Saul, how we have Saul, the one who was the hypocrite, who was the murderer, who was the untruthful, dishonest one, in front of Stephen, who was stoned as a martyr. And there's this big speech that is full of these truths. And now looking back, we can look back and say, don't play games with truth. Don't play games with God. You will lose. St. Justin Martyr is a saint, is a martyr, because he lived for truth. He taught, he loved truth. My prayer today is that we can align ourselves with truth, that we can be honest about ourselves with God, that we can be honest with ourselves to each other, honest about ourselves with ourselves. And when we do, when we encounter that honesty, we will be utterly amazed at what God can do. Let us pray. God, help us to stop playing games, to come to you each and every day honestly about who we are, where we're at, what we desire from you. Help us to not hide and to play games. And Lord, even when we do, Lord, speak truth into our lives that we might be utterly amazed by you. We ask this in your name. Amen. St. Justin Martyr, pray for us. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's sushipe.co. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.